Hello. Yes, maybe a little bit further away. Ah, yes. Welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Coal Creek Canyon. I'm David McMaster, and truly it's my deepest pleasure to welcome the group of masters we have here in Coal Creek, as well as all the masters listening worldwide. Yes. Hooah. New energy masters in the new era that we created. And let's take a breath with that. Ah. Now, some of you probably are wondering, well, what is he doing? He's got this Egyptian garb. Someone just said nightgown, Norma. And also a little St. Paddy's Day thing. Well, actually, there is sort of a very subtle synchronicity that will kind of evolve, and hopefully it'll become crystal clear to you. And it's sort of a cosmic wink, at least for me. But what a month, February, huh? And you talk about change. My. So here we have the Pope, you know, resigning, right? First time in 600 years. Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it really is just a byproduct of the consciousness work that we're doing. It's the change. And then we have, the sequester going on in the U.S. government. And a man-made deal, it's really man-made, for change. And so they're creating, chaos that's going to help this whole new level of expansion. Not even knowing exactly what the new level looks like, but we do know one thing, it's going to be better than what it is now. But it's going to be different. And then, also in the middle of the month, we had this this asteroid comet deal. And just for me, it's just like a huge infusion of new energy, coming into the planet, that we also created. And we didn't have to worry about designing the delivery system. It just shows up at our door. And yet, with that meteor explosion that happened about 900 miles east of Moscow, for the most part, there wasn't a lot of damage. People did get hurt, but I don't believe anybody died. But it got the whole world's attention. And something's changed, something's happening. And we know that. We feel that every day. And sometimes, in feeling it every day, we go, oh my God, I want to go back to bed. And yeah, and sometimes I do. Yeah, sometimes I do. And that's okay. It's really our time, all of us, to really nurture and love ourselves. And of course, one of the best tools, as we all know, is that conscious, loving breath. And it's not a breath that we force. It's not a mechanical, breathe by the numbers. It's that loving breath of us loving ourselves. And we have a music video entitled The Story, and it's by Brandy Carlisle. And it's human singing to soul. And so let me invite all of us to really get grounded, in this now moment, before we start the video, to really get into our point of presence. Us in the now moment. Not worried about yesterday or tomorrow or even what's going to happen 2 minutes from now, but just really in this now moment. And to take that loving, conscious breath for self. that said, yes, I do choose to be here now. And to feel the breath. And to invite our soul and our humanness to really meld and dance. Because they really are one. So now, enjoy.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I climbed across the mountain tops. Swam all across the ocean through. Across all the land and I broke all rules. And baby, I broke them all for you. Oh, because even when I was flat broke, you made me feel like a hiding the words that don't come out. All of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess. No, they don't know who I really am, and they don't know what I've been through like you.
Yeah. I kind of teared up on that one a time or two, huh? Wow, how many stories, how many adventures. And let's take another breath with that, huh? And so just to share a little of the story synchronicity that, you know, kind of appeared to me. And as you're aware, last month, right after the show, Jeff and Linda basically, you know, went home, grabbed their bags, and took off for Egypt. and were there and gone for about 3 weeks, and then just got back this last Sunday. Now, the interesting thing is, I'm going to come back to that point, because it really is kind of neat. And it was our fourth trip to Europe, to Egypt. And here we are in this new era. And we're, we just finished the second month of the new era, and we're really into the third month of the new era. And it's, by our consciousness, but there's also been this great, effect of, the cosmos and all the energies throughout creation. And after Atlantis fell, for survival, we went underground for 100,000 plus years and survive there. And humanity really was, things were pretty dark. And we came up then about, 26,000 years ago or so. And where'd we come up? One of the first places we came up was in Egypt. And we came up from the ground up, building the pyramids from the ground up. And so, Jeff and Linda go back to where we first came back out of the ground. I mean, it's amazing. And what a story of leading to our I am-ness, of being God also. And so that was their fourth trip. Of course, four is kind of also the, the number of new energy. At the same time, the world celebrates St. Patrick's Day, which is sort of, the religious, party and, Catholicism, that whole thing. And but that was really, sort of a celebration of the spring equinox that actually comes 3 days after that. And we're in this procession of gradually owning and being more of who we really are, our divinity. And we're doing it easily and gracefully and gradually for the most part, sometimes kicking and screaming, but also we can do it partying. Yeah. And that's what we're here to do now, is to celebrate life. And the celebration of life while we're really here. So without further ado, Jeff and Linda.
Thank you. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thanks.
In reference to what David was saying, I want to comment to it. It's an amazing time, and no coincidence. I had the great fortune of being brought up in the Catholic Church, baptized, confirmed, the whole nine yards of crap, arguing with the priest, getting sent to the office all the time, and wanting to know why an all-loving God could be such a bastard.
Do you want me to play that video again, the story?
Oh, my God. So I think it's interesting that at this very wondrous time in humanity, that finally we've got a pope that said, we are so confused. I cannot go on and be pope all the way to St. Patrick's Day again, when people will be drinking during Lent, which is not allowed.
So
that's why he resigned.
Why?
It was too much confusion.
Why do you think the Pope resigned?
Because he got tired of people drinking during Lent on St. Patrick's Day.
I actually asked Adamus. I asked Adamus because we were in Egypt while
inspired.
All that was going on, and we got back, and I said, so why did the Pope resign? That's a pretty big deal, and obviously he had to know there was going to be a lot of PR and a lot of water cooler discussion and chambre discussion, and he had a good answer.
He got threatened.
No.
Oh, I think he did.
Well,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you're actually part right.
Yeah,
so I asked
that's part of it.
Adamus, I said, why? And Adamus said, very straight face, very serious, God told him to. So you're part right. You got threatened. No, actually, Adamus said that he had this...
The Pope did too.
mystical experience. It was a lucid waking experience, and he was visited by visions, which he took as being God, and said that he was very clearly told by God that he had to leave. And he didn't really want to, but he had to.
Oh, we figured that out.
He had to obey God. And so I said, well, Adamus, was it literally God? And he said, well, no, Jesus. I mean, that's, he said, God doesn't tell you what to do. And I said, well, what was it then? And he said, it was really human consciousness and potentials appearing as God. Because if I was the Pope, I'd expect God to show up, saying, it's not working. It's not working. You need to step down.
What was
down.
The clue? The lack of money coming in? I mean, what was the clue? Like all the court cases
no,
for pedophilia
actually,
and everything else?
I actually don't necessarily think that phased them. I mean, the church has dealt with bigger crises.
Than that? I consider that the biggest crisis they ever did deal with.
They had a lot of other ones. But,
okay, well.
But.
Let's compare notes.
Whoops. Uh-huh. Okay, God. But he said that it was coming to him as, you know, it was consciousness, and it was new energy potentials appearing as God and saying, time for you to step down because this is not working.
Really?
The real question is, what's going to happen? Who are they going to choose for the new pope? That will make a huge difference.
Night and day.
I am the butler. Exactly, exactly, the butler. Yeah, that's good. You read too much. But no, it was phenomenal. Anyway.
But you know what? It'll totally, totally set the direction of the church. And I think it's an amazing thing because if they pick something in new consciousness or there's an old energy that overlays it, it truly will make such a clear clarity about what they're choosing. Like our government not being able to come up with a budget in 4 years and like why the hell are these people not fired for not doing their job?
Consciousness will have God appear to them.
Yes.
It's that simple. Truly.
No, really.
You know, I mean, there's
a stunning time.
There's that dynamic and we don't even have to force it. All we have to do is be in our own presence. And then funny things happen.
Magic.
And magic happens. So anyway, we've got a good program lined up for today. Obviously, as David said, we just got back from Egypt. And half of me is still in Egypt, I have to say. Last night I had my first real night's sleep, but energetically, I'm still back there with those 98 Chambra. And we'll talk. We have a video today to show. You know, in Egypt, an amazing place. It's our history, as David said. It's where we started coming up from underneath the ground. Adamus has said that the pyramids are not structures on top of the ground. They were built from underneath, coming up. Even our Egyptologist, who is he's a highly trained Egyptologist, is of the Muslim faith. He even told our group. He said, we know that underneath the Sphinx, there are corridors that go down 2 miles.
Which
and
is
he's
unbelievable.
Never told us that before.
They weren't even allowed to talk like that at one
no.
point. And it was just equally interesting. There's so much that's been deliberately suppressed. Not lied, but suppressed. And it was really interesting because one of the other Egyptologists I was talking to, and I said, you know, the Sphinx is sitting way below the pyramids it's in front of. I said,
yeah, you can see the plateau up here.
Way up high, and it's quite a bit lower. And I said, well, how far down do the pyramids go? I said, does anybody dug into the ground? Do they know? And he looked at me, he said, no, actually, they have no idea. They're assuming on a few little things that they looked at that the pyramids definitely go down at least the equivalent of 5 more stories minimum. But they have no idea where the bottom is, which that is really, we've never heard that before. So it's interesting with all the changes that slowly things are opening up. And one of the things that they said, and I won't give anybody credit for it, is there's some speculation that if they actually truly got to the real truth, the full story, the churches of the world would fall apart because it would totally change the story.
Their stories.
Gone.
Boom. Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty interesting.
So I wanted to grab a shovel and go out there and start digging. And
I wanted to. It's like,
come on. Anyway.
Most multidimensional place I've ever experienced. And what I love about it is you don't have to try. If you just allow it, it's just there. Hmm.
How many here? I know, Tess, you were there. Anybody else?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Wimmer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. We have quite a few. So are you recovering? Yeah. Anyway, well, we have a video. We'll play that in a minute. Let's welcome the new people.
Okay. We have a few
people. Or out-of-town people.
Well, the ones that are admitting that they're new and from out of town. Okay.
Who's here?
First name, I have Conchita Villa. I practiced your name and still screwed it up. Conchita Villa from Jalapa. Yes,
hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Good to see
thank
you.
Thank you.
And where are you from? Jalapa, Mexico.
Mexico. Uh-huh.
Good.
And are you Aaliyah's mother?
Aaliyah's mother. Good. Yeah. See.
Okay.
I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. Okay. And she is the mother of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
She is the mother of Aaliyah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
gracias.
Her sister is also here, Conchita Sanchez Villa.
Good to see you. Glad you're here.
Thank you. We wish your sister was here to join you, but glad you're here. And you came in from San Antonio.
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have Lija Navidad from Miami, Florida. Where are you? Hello. Thank you for joining
us.
Good
to see you. A little bit of a climate change from Florida to here.
A little bit.
Yeah, big one. Yeah. And altitude and maybe consciousness. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
From Sandia Park via Egypt, we have Ginny Wimmer.
Hey. Good to see you again.
And that's all I have on my list for today. But I see a lot of first-time new faces, or I haven't seen you for a long time. If this is your first time at a monthly meeting up at the hall here, would you mind just raising your hand and letting everybody just notice
first
who you
time?
Are and smile for
oh.
you? Ah, thank you. Welcome. Others? No? None willing to admit it? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Online, listening in. And here with our wonderful, amazing live audience.
Yeah. So at any given time, we have tens of thousands of people from I don't know how many different countries, usually about 80, listening in or watching later. So we welcome all of them as well.
Okay,
let's do a recap. Quite frankly, I totally forgot about what last month was. I had to do a quick review this morning.
I actually read the whole dang channel.
Really?
Yeah,
we're in the Freedom
I was determined
series.
To not space.
And we were talking about dreams of the soul. Yeah, the dream of the soul.
It was a very special.
Doesn't it seem like 3 months ago? I mean, really a long time. But
I
believe we have a showed recap. Is that true? Good. And it's not embedded in the slide, so you guys have it back there.
Okay.
It's all yours. So let's take a look at what happened last month, kind of a good remembrance before we get into this month. So play it away. The dynamic that's taking place in this world right now is about freedom. That's religious freedom, sexual freedom, freedom of the heart and the soul, freedom to be a woman or a man, freedom to be I am. If you want to say what's the problem with the world or what's the challenge, what do we look at from our perspective? Earth is going through its freedom thing. And there are the group of humans who have royal court once a month, a group of humans who says, yes, that is my choice for freedom. But then they start encountering the challenges along the way, the barriers along the way, but there is this burning passion for freedom. In our last gathering, we talked about dreams. I said, if you're going to have a dream, a vision, or an aspiration, bring it here or let it go. Rough stuff. Rough stuff because it was kind of warm and fuzzy having these multi-otherly dimensional dreams. Kind of nice having them out there where they weren't subject to all the hardships, all the traumas and the dramas of this reality. So I said, bring it in or get rid of it. Big waste of energy having them out there somewhere. Big disappointment in a way also. And it created such a division within you because you had your everyday reality and then you had your dreamy, dreamy world. Time to bring those together. There is the dream. And the dream, I want to ask you to feel it for a moment. It's so thick right now. The dream of the soul to finally be within itself. This is the I am. And it happens here. Physical reality. Why? Because it's so damn tough. Because it's so real. It's not gaseous. It's not airy-fairy. If it can happen here, it happens, you see. In a way, a strange way of saying, the soul has, the I am, has had some previous experiences with coming into itself. It's kind of almost like a unification, almost like a diving deep into itself and emerging then within itself, if that makes sense. But it was done in other realms, in non-physical, kind of ethereal realms. So there was some doubt, you could say, using human terms, or rather a sense of not quite total satisfactory sense of coming into the I am that your soul had. It says, I need it. I really need to feel it. I really need it so that it's a grand experience, not just a fluffy experience. And so here you are, soul, in your experience now. Here you are. And if you can take this lifetime, this body, this identity that you have, and crystallize it. That soul fully come into this body, then it feels, full satisfaction, no doubt. That was it. The soul diving into itself. And then the mind jumps in, or aspects, or whatever you want to call them, and starts saying, but what if it doesn't work? What if I fail at it? What if I get it really close and then something happens, or somebody steals it, or I sabotage it? I'll just keep it in dreamy, dreamy for a long time. Almost, in a way, you think almost better out there. Because then when you have a few moments to yourself, you can just dream about your dreams rather than living them. But in this new era, new energy, it doesn't work anymore. It won't be. Either let go of the dreams or bring them on home. But the mind does not create reality. Now, for the last 80 to 100 years, it's been popular to think that. But the key word is think. All these, and some of you participated in mind control classes and mind creation classes. And if they were so effective, there wouldn't be any more classes. Everybody would have taken it and be doing what they want. But these things of the mind, the thoughts that flow through your mind, do not have passion with them. In here, there's a dream, a real aspiration, sometimes coming from the soul, sometimes from the self, sometimes the soul self. And it has passion attached to it. And that passion is what brings dreams into reality. That passion is what breaks through barriers, and there are a lot of barriers to break through and bringing your dreams in. That passion is what draws energy, and energy then helps to manifest and make real your dreams. So what are the dreams? The aspirations, the desires, the visions. What are those things that would bring you such joy, bring you such happiness and a feeling of fulfillment? What are those things that would break through some of these barriers of whether it's your aspects or human consciousness, they're like rings upon rings upon rings surrounding and sometimes actually suffocating these passions. There is this interrelationship that makes it very hard for your dreams to come into reality. It takes a very bold, courageous person to dream their own dreams for themselves. Now, and this is very similar to ascension, by the way, because the first thing that comes up is, oh my God, what's going to happen to my children, my husband, my parents, you name it, my job, anything else. So you immediately cut off the life force energy to your dream. And then you say, well, I'll have to wait until they graduate from college or whatever happens. So now you have unfulfilled dreams. The thing that amazes me that I don't quite understand, actually I do, but I'm just provoking you, is who said that your dreams or your enlightenment or ascension are going to harm these others? That's going to suddenly blow up your spouse, or suddenly your children will be without a mother or a father. Where does that come from? That there is this assumption that if your dreams come true, that everybody else is screwed. But where we are going, all of us, in this royal court of enlightenment, it's about clarity also. Clarity, Chambra. Clarity. You see, it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to get into stories and issues. Just clarity. Clarity is also an attitude. It really is. Just like mastery, just like enlightenment and ascension. Clarity. Clear about your dreams. Clear about your choices. Clear about the I am. We see it all the time. We see it here. We see it in workshops that we do. The distraction. Going off, chasing rabbits. Chasing entities. Chasing, well, they told me. They did not tell you. And if they did, don't come back here. That simple. Tough, but simple. We're not going to get into all that. This is about clarity. About the clear, crystalline I am. That is the dream. So, between now and our next gathering, what are your dreams? Thank you, Vicky, for putting that together. I'm always amazed at all the wonderful resources that...
Didn't get that cough drop chewed in time, did you?
I didn't. at all the wonderful resources...
Did you
try resources.
To chew it? Did you just swallow it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't your mom warn you about
mm-hmm.
that? And if you try to chew it, they'll hear it in the microphone.
I know. I thought the video had about another 3 minutes. And, busted.
No, it was such a clear message. Vicky was able to move through it with ease and grace.
Yeah. So anyway, let's move on talking about recent events. We've got a couple of different things.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, we have our last month.
That's the only recent event.
Yeah, but no, we got here this one you weren't ready for.
Oh, okay.
We always have great shots of Chambra from the what we call the first Saturday.
Oh,
first
you're
Saturday
right. That wasn't in
the
slides. No, you missed it.
With photos by
Craig. We're ready.
Yeah,
we're ready.
Let's kill the lights there, if you would, Hunter. All right. You know, we have such a wonderful history of our journey through the shouds and over the last however many years it's been. And then with the photos from Dave every month, just a wonderful history. And
Crash.
I just, Crash. I love seeing just the smiles and the eyes. And, you know, it's amazing. No matter where we go in the world for Crimson Circle Workshop, we can tell people are Chambre even before they get their name tags, even before we meet them formally. There's just there's a look. So,
did you happen to take note that there was a significant number of people in those slides that aren't here this month? What did you do?
It's not my fault.
Like quite a few.
So anyway.
I hope they come back.
John is signaling me. Is that mine, John?
I think so.
Yeah. That's right.
Apparently.
Bad wire. We'll take care of that at this next thing. But we're going to go right now into recap of
Egypt. Are you
and
okay, boo-boo?
Yeah, actually, Adamus told me today, this morning, first thing he said, get ready for all sorts of technical problems today, not just here, but everywhere.
Are you talking about clothing, or what do you mean?
Anything. Okay. He said it's a perfect setup today for all sorts of technical problems. The garage door broke. I forgot to tell you about that.
And it's no big deal. Yeah, yeah. It broke?
It broke. It broke, okay. Yeah. So anyway,
lovely.
Egypt. We just came back from...
Before or after you got out?
I had to do it by hand.
Whoa, I wish I'd have seen that.
Yeah,
and I missed that manly adventure.
Anyway.
Oh, I got robbed.
We just got back from a beautiful, beautiful time in Egypt.
Amazing.
It's really beyond words. When people say, well, what was it like for any of you who were there? You know, what do you say? And words like awesome are nothing. Life-changing doesn't even begin to describe it. The one thing that's for sure is that we had a time that just is one of the most memorable in my life, with 98 Chambre from 23 different countries. It was a 12-day tour, which is a long time, but yet it seemed short in a lot of ways. We went to 14 temples and pyramids, and it was really just unforgettable.
And I will also add that if you have any love or compassion you want to send to Egypt, that's a country of change that could really benefit from any of the love and support that you have to share, because they are truly, truly working through freedom, and it's not been easy for them.
And we felt safe the whole time that we were there, but yet all around us was tension. A lot of tension. The country has gone through a revolution, and over the past 2 years, experiencing a lot of changes. Right
Severe
now, there's
fuel shortages, food shortages, and you can tell that this last time when we were here, it's been almost two years since the revolution. And 2 years.
Since the revolution, yeah.
Yeah, since the revolution. And it's unbelievable. You can really feel that, in the beginning, you get real excited, but you can tell it's really wearing them out. They're really, really in a place where change will come. We hope it's for the best and the most freedom.
Our tour was timeless. We were back and forward in time. We lost sense of what day it was, what time it was. We had many, many early morning wake-up calls at 4 o'clock or 4:15 so we could get out and see the temples early. And the first morning, there was a lot of grumbling, but after that, everybody got into that rhythm, didn't really care, what the time was.
Well, and some of the beauty is the temples were literally built specifically to follow the path of the sun. And so to be able to be there when the sun comes up and watch how it evolves, it's just a stunning, moving experience beyond words.
So I think just in...
Oh, the roof.
Oh, the roof is falling now. It's not me. The snow's coming off the roof. What the heck? Anyway, in just a few short days, Gene has sorted through thousands and thousands of photos and put together a slide program.
Thanks,
working
Gene.
Very late last night to make sure it was done for today. So sit back and relax. It's about 12 minutes long, and it's kind of a recap of our journey.
We hope you can feel the beauty of the Chambre and Egypt.
Good. We'll be right back.
Bana seni gereksin. Bana seni gereksin. Anlatamam derdimi dertsiz insan. Aşkın aldı benden.
Aşkın aldı benden.
Aklım yitirmiş.
Aklım yitirmiş.
Thank you, Jean. I don't know how you got that done in such a short time.
Fast. She's good.
She's good. She's good.
Jeff and I want to just say once again, I'm looking at the pictures and I think they're really lovely, but they don't even begin to express some of what we were feeling and what we did and the amazing experiences we had. I mean, we are standing in spaces that are just, I think my favorite was when they talk about in the pyramid.
Yeah.
When you consider the historic people that have been inside that small space of the pyramid, and we're in that group feeling...
Napoleon, Alexander the Great, presidents, kings, and yeah.
And we were there, and Jeff worked it out that we were able to have some special experiences there. And I can tell you that because of the movies, that Great Pyramid is not what most people expect inside at all. But I have to tell you, that's the most fun part of all, because it's not what you expect at all, nor is the experience.
We said to have driven Napoleon crazy. He went in there and spent, I think it was about an hour on his own, and he came back and was nearly delirious, and even on his deathbed wouldn't share what happened to him in that room, because it's not what you expect at all. We were able to work out that we had 4 hours of private time, or 2 hours per group of 50 people, and some amazing things happened there. We actually were able to bribe the guards, which is pretty easy to do, and to turn off the lights,
Jeff,
for a period of time.
Bribe? It's
honoring
them a gift.
Honoring with a gift, yes.
It's a poor country with a lot of people without a lot.
Actually had the lights turned off inside the king's chamber. So the sound quality, no lights, unbelievable.
There's nothing like
it. It was one of those defining moments in the trip. Also in the pause of the Great Sphinx, cruising down the Nile, just many, many. So, but I wanted to point out something kind of funny. Actually, when Linda and I arrived a few days early, we always use the time to do the business arrangements and
get
adjusted. Well, we were...
I try to get over gently.
Evacuated from our hotel. Because there was a very sudden cooperation of Islamic nations conference. So we were moved out of the Fairmont Hotel and put down the street. And it was funny because, I mean, all the who's who in the Islamic countries were there, including...
In Cairo, in the Heliopolis.
Where we were supposed to be staying, moved us from our hotel. And Ahmadinejad, I can never pronounce his name right, was at the hotel and... would you say that louder?
I don't like him enough to want to say his name right.
Hey.
Ooh.
There was all sorts of the leaders there. It was so weird being, we were just a mile down the street and you could feel that very interesting energy. And then we finally were able to move back over to the Fairmont and we had kind of a junior suite. And we said, well, who stayed there? Or, you know, who did we get kicked out for? And they said the Shah of Kuwait. So, yeah, nice.
And the room really
smelled
bad.
Smell like a camel. Sorry, Shah, just kidding. We love you. So anyway, it was beautiful.
It did. I had to ask him to change the pillows.
You did. Yeah. Beautiful trip. And
I want to say, you skipped something that was really funny, because when I asked people, I said, did you hear that they... threw shoes at this guy? And
that's
all
like
my
an
friends
insult.
Said, no, we didn't hear that in the news. And it's like, that is the ultimate insult that you can do in the Middle East, is to throw or show the bottom of your shoe at somebody. So this man, who a lot of people don't like, isn't even well-liked in his own part of the world. So I wish they'd have shared that more broadly. I don't know why they kept that such a secret.
Yeah, actually, we were staying down the street, and the Indonesian contingency was there, and Linda and I were going to breakfast one morning and just walking around the corner, and all of a sudden this huge contingent of Indonesians was there, and with the president just walking down the aisle, and we just about bumped into him, and it's like, oh, hey, dude. So that was kind of cool.
We were a little frustrated because we were too tired to deal with the change, and when I have jet lag, I probably should just be put in a cage. But I was having a hard time. I'm just saying. I'm admitting it's not pretty. I should probably get more medication of some sort. I don't know what it would take, but, you know, I don't know. Anyways, just to go on with the story. So the funny part was, we were stuck in this hotel. It was kind of mediocre. It wasn't being really kept at the level that the Fairmont is. And I was kind of, I needed to go downstairs to get something for Jeff. And I was kind of ornery. And I came around the corner and I had to laugh Because when I got to the main level and came around the corner, what do you think the name of the restaurant was at a hotel, the Meridian, in the Heliopolis, Cairo? Saint-Germain.
It's like funny. What Linda didn't tell you is the hotel was really cruddy and dirty, and we were both cranky and just awful. And then Linda says, but at least the restaurant is Saint-Germain. So anyway, it was an amazing trip. We will have some of the audios from the channels, probably not all of them, but some of them available by next month. We just didn't have time in the last 6 days to put it all together.
And a couple of those channels were truly unbelievable and truly, truly honoring what we're all going through.
And by the way, please, at the break, do not go outside those doors. We have the signs, and there's snow sliding off the roof, and you can hear it from time to time, but it is dangerous.
It's a steel pro-panel roof, meaning that it sits on there, but when it decides to go, it's like going down a slide. So you really can get hurt. So please stay away from the roof line.
Okay. We're going to kind of move through. We're running a little bit late.
We can do this. Watch it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So we're going to talk about upcoming events, what's on the calendar. Take a deep breath, and here we go. What's next?
Iguazu Falls in Brazil. And we are very excited. And by the way, we have great hosts for that, Conrado Sotomayor and Silvia Magini. And this is really exciting. We had so much interest from outside of Brazil that we have translation in both Spanish and Portuguese. So we have simultaneous translations in both languages. And it has truly turned out to be not just a Brazilian event, but a South American event. And there are a few spaces left, I believe. So if you're interested, sign up. But we're very excited about that. I can't wait for the channels, the South Americans, the
and
food,
Yoham.
The dancing, and Yoham.
Yoham, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So that
I'm excited.
I am too.
Okay.
With a couple pictures of Iguazu Falls.
Is that
actually
beautiful?
After the regular workshop, I think it's the following Wednesday, there's a full moon. We're going to do a dinner boat ride over to Iguazu Falls full moon. I am. And coming up after that is I'm sorry, you've got the information there. There you go.
There's an event. It's April 6th and 7th. And Jeff, say more, because there's flyers at the door, and there's a special Crimson Circle rate. We have the monthly meeting on Saturday, but of course, on Sunday, Jeff and I will be there along with Jim Self, Lee Harris, and
there's a special Shambo rate for Sunday only.
Yes.
There's flyers at the back there if you're interested. It's right here in the Broomfield area.
Broomfield, Colorado, straight down the mountain.
I love working with Jim and with Lee, so it should be a great event. A lot of energy. Yeah.
And who is this sponsored by?
It is sponsored by Bella Spark.
Yes.
With Donna. So.
Ms. Viscasi's here, too. Okay, so if you're interested, pick up a flyer or look online for the information. It's in our events also, correct?
Yeah. And there's more information right here.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Donna, are you excited about it?
Yes, very.
Good. Okay. And
next.
After that, I won't spend a lot of time talking about it because it's sold out, the Kauai Quantum Allowing Workshop.
And that, of course, is in the stunning setting of Kauai. We know that we have been getting lots of emails because it's sold out so fast, saying, when is the next one? We'll keep you posted. We're very likely to do it on nearly 5 of 7 continents.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely let you know. We've been holding back a little bit on final scheduling because it's always fun for us and a good experience for us to experience the first one, to get a feel for what it's like
to really start scheduling.
Plan the next one.
Yeah.
So keep posted. We will do another one.
Good. After that, we're doing our... I think
European
it's about
European book tour.
Yeah, I forgot how many days, but a lot.
A lot. Don't think about it.
It'll be pretty much the month of May.
Yes.
Because we're starting out in Bern. Switzerland. That one in particular is an evening event, kind of to roll out the new book, Journey of the Angels.
Right.
Coming out, I believe, next month in German, and coming out May 1st in English here
That's
in the
correct.
U.S.
And that will be from 6 until, what time is that?
Nine. Yeah.
On Friday, May 10th. And so if you would like to see us in Bern, please sign up.
After Bern, it's hopping over to
Zurich,
and it's a 2-day workshop. called Walk Like a Master, Live Like an Angel. Nice
ooh,
title.
Ooh, haven't we been practicing that lately?
Yeah, we have been actually, yeah, so actually. That'll be good. I love Zurich, I love Switzerland, and we always have a grand time. Many, many good people coming in from all around Switzerland and Germany for that.
That's always a fun event. Then the next one is Munich on Tuesday, May 14th. That's from 6 until 9, 1800 to 2100 hours,
and
for those of you that need military time.
Walk like a master,
ooh,
live like a human.
Can you do it twice?
And, you know, we have titles for this, but Adamus always changes. There's no two workshops that are ever the same. And these are, by the way, translated into German.
Yes.
Deutsch.
Okay, and next, Zalam Si.
Well, I'm one behind you here.
Oh, my
dear.
I got
a slow slide thing today. Zalam Si, Austria, which is kind of right outside Salzburg. It's about a two-hour drive. Really pretty. It's kind of the area where they film Sound of Music. So you can imagine how beautiful that
breathtakingly
is.
Breathtakingly beautiful.
And that is a...
Your spiritual journey, the next step. Yes.
Yep. And then hopping over to the last city, Salzburg, Austria. So.
Doesn't it sound like a lot of suitcase packing, unpacking? And that's a two-day.
You know, when we do the book tours, I love them, but you have to get into the groove of it. It's, you know, a different city every night, and it takes a little bit. But Wolfgang von Rohr handles all the details.
With such ease and grace. He does a great job, and he also did a great job on our Egypt trip.
He did.
He was really wonderful and helpful to all. And he will be, he is the one orchestrating the book tour.
Yep. And then after
from
that.
From there.
It's over to Slovenia, Lake Bled, where we're going to be doing the Mystery School. And go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. It is beautiful beyond words.
It is.
Alfred Hallis.
And mysterious.
Yes. That's why they call it the Mystery School. And Alfred Hallis is our host. He's doing an amazing job. Tasha Pavcek is she does our books in Slovenia. We have great people we're working with there. And I have to tell you, a really exciting thing happens. You know when you kind of open, you say, people are like, are you ever coming to Russia? And like, yeah, sure. Well, we're really, really thrilled and excited because you better sign up. Because if you don't, we're going to have to just make it the Russian Bled Slovenia event. Because we have this incredible group from Russia. It's orchestrated by Larissa Lipnonova. And we have, I said her name wrong, but I love you so much, Larissa. I'll get it right the next time. We have over 34 people coming from Russia and the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And we will have Russian translation at our Bled Mystery School. So we are thrilled.
So it is limited to, I think, about 90 people.
Right, because it is.
So there's only a few spaces left at this. Just a few left, Susie. Okay, so make sure to sign up. That's going to be a blast. And Johan.
This is truly a lake that you can kayak on. You can float on it. It's like a mountain park with castles, literally castles all around it. It is a place of such beauty and grace. I'm really excited about it.
Good.
I'm supposed to be.
You're supposed to be. Yeah, if you weren't, we'd be in trouble. So after that, it is the Sedona.
Just get something. And right after Bled, we will also be, we're looking to do a Journey of the Angels teacher training.
Right.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jeff, I didn't mean to do that. But I didn't want to leave it out and I would forget. So right after Bled, if you're interested in doing a Journey of the Angels teacher training, knowing the book is coming out in English and German, we are looking to do that. Please contact Susie if you're interested in Journey of the Angels teacher training in Bled.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
After that, June is the Sedona experience.
Ooh.
And instead of doing a regular midsummer conference, you know, we rotate between the U.S. and Europe. This year we said we're going to do something in Sedona. We're not going to have a great big lineup like many times we do 15, you know, speakers or more. This time we're keeping it really kind of compact, simple, beautiful.
Easy.
Working with Lee Carroll. It's actually our first time doing a workshop just with him. And Lee Carroll, of course, channeler for Cryon, amazing. So it'll be really good to work with him. Of course, Linda and I and Adamus will bring him with us.
And I want to say one more thing. That's also a beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When we've done some Cryon events, because that event is so big, it's done in a gymnasium and then later a high school theater. We actually are doing it in a slightly smaller venue, significantly smaller venue, with windows. It's in setting, right in the setting of Sedona, so it will be a beautiful, amazing place to experience the event and the rest of the speakers that you have to talk about.
Peggy Dubrow, who's right down there in Sedona with EMF Energy Balancing, and the music of Yoham. So it should be really good. And we're actually doing an optional outing to the Grand Canyon. Linda and I have never been to the Grand Canyon.
Never, except over airplane.
Yeah.
I've seen it from an airplane.
But we're going to do that before the actual conference starts, a bus trip, channel right at the Grand Canyon, lunch there, bus ride back. So it should
Adamus
be an amazing
in the
event.
Grand Canyon, if he can do it in the paws of the Sphinx, what's that going to be like?
Well, actually, it wasn't him in the paws of the Sphinx.
Oh, you're right.
The voice of Egypt.
Oh, God, it was scary.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe you didn't get arrested.
No, they just thought it was some guy yelling really loud.
I couldn't believe you didn't get arrested.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. So I think that's the lineup of events that we have.
We're working on others, and we'll keep you updated.
Yeah. So good. We got through all the events. Next.
Yes.
Next we have the Chambre Launchpad. I have to get up my iPad for this one.
Can I hold it for you?
If I know where it is. Okay. All right. We have a special one today.
Well, this is someone a lot of us know, Joachim
Wolfram. The creator is Dr. Joachim Wolfram from Germany. And the creation is something he calls Light Creations. It's for your iPad or
your
iPhone
or iPod.
And it's kind of cool. I've got it here, and I don't know if the camera is going to be able to pick it up, but it's an application.
You can see it on here.
That you just, it's kind of like for playing, but also just with one finger. No, just ease and grace.
Oh,
yeah.
I was playing with it at home.
See, like that.
I was playing with it
And it's really cool because then it also changes as it hears sounds. So it kind of moves around. You can do all sorts of fun things. It has, I mean, this is really for light workers. And this is for long airplane rides.
That's the ocean one.
You can do all sorts of amazing things, kind of psychedelic. Yeah, he did. And there's different variations that you can do. Go ahead.
Do you think he smoked something in high school?
I don't think so. But you know, it's actually really cool. I was laying in bed last night, not able to get to sleep, and I was just playing around with it. And it's like, wow, cool. But it changes. It's real kind of, it's actually fun to play with.
Sure reminds me of things people did in high school.
Yeah. So there's
a lot of fun, though.
It's a fun app.
And I loved the reason he created. He just really wanted people to affect and to be able to create like that and to see what your breath or your touch look like, to actually visualize it.
And it responds to the voice so you can talk to it. Or if you have a disco type of thing,
you're going
to
get arrested.
Respond to the music. And
you're going to get arrested. Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. So anyway, you can get this app. It's only 99 cents. You can get it at the iTunes store or directly on Joachim's website.
And both versions, the version for your iPhone and your iPad, are covered on that 99 cents.
I spent way too much time
last night
playing with that. It's like, woo, would you create like little... I mean, you can spend hours and hours and hours playing with it. So,
especially if you've been doing something.
No, I was just
relaxing.
I'm kidding. Okay, so that's in the iTunes store. It's called Light Creations.
Wonderful. We have another thing, don't we?
I think we have a couple. Oh, Awakening Zone. Just a little bit of news on Awakening Zone. Yeah.
Exciting.
A lot of things happening with Awakening Zone.
So many.
Okay.
Well, I was excited to read about this. It's called Science to Sage by Karen Elkins. And she's really cool because she looks at spiritual and metaphysical and science and creation and really does an amazing job of putting those together and getting great people to share the material with.
It's a new program on Awakening Zone. And her first show is on March 5th. She's got a great guest for the first show, Dr. Emoto, who does a lot of work with water and the crystals and how consciousness affects water. So I mean, she's off to a really good start, and looking forward to her show.
I was reading her bio, and I was particularly pleased when I read her bio. One of her claims to fame, one of her many accomplishments, was she worked a lot with starting a new school, and it was based a lot on giftedness and really educating to the open potentials that a gifted human has. And I really was impressed with respect for her ability to create, and this idea that if you really want things to change, you can't be stiff, you have to be open. And she seems to have the meld for being open, and that the science isn't controlling, the science is reflection.
I was just laughing because I see Michelle over there downloading the Light Creations playing on her iPad.
It's
over
fun.
There.
It's really fun. Really,
it really is.
I was surprised how long I could kind of sit there with it and said, okay, Linda, you don't need to know this much.
Yeah, and you can go on and on with it. Anyway,
Joachim did a good
so
job.
I'm looking forward to Karen's new show on Awakening Zone.
Right.
And in Awakening Zone Academy, this is something to really take note of. Coming up on March 12th is an Adamus Dreamwalk experience. And this one is a dreamwalk into your emotional wounds. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Not if you have jet lag.
Actually, the premise is that we're able to release and clear a lot of things in our lives. And over the years, we let go of a lot. But there's sometimes these kind of gnarly, nasty aspects or ghosts that just aren't going to go. They're deep emotional wounds that are still lingering around. So he's going to take us into the other realms where they exist to, I wouldn't want to say confront them, but to be in that consciousness. So if you really have some things at the core that have been really hard to release, this dreamwalk would be a good one.
I have a hint. Okay, you have to register by May 7th, but I have a hint.
Right.
The odds
March 7th.
I'm sorry, March 7th. The odds are 99.9% sure that there is something still malingering, that still is there. No matter what you've done, there's some echo of it. There's some piece of it that's still there. And I have to say that when we've been doing some of these dreamwalk experiences, the way Adamus does this is probably one of the most stunning experiences I've been going through, because he has this way of, it's a multidimensional experience again, and he has this way of taking you there and letting it be and releasing it as history.
And so this, you need to register by March 7th, and then you get sent a link to tap into it for the live program on March 12th. However, if you say, oh, I'm busy on March 12th, I can't listen to it, you can come back into that particular social media site, that kind of mini website, and listen to it anytime you want while it's up. And I think we keep it up 60 days or something like that. It's only $20, and the money goes to supporting the Awakening Zone. So I'm looking forward to it. Adamus is a master at dreamwalking.
Is this something that you can listen to? I would like to think that, can we listen to it more than once?
Because sure.
I can't even imagine the value of something like this. And but you can't download it, so I can't bring it when I have jet lag.
No. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, okay. You can come back and listen
could
to it at any
time. Can you do a jet lag dreamwalk?
No, we can't. Okay. Well, we're coming to the end of our Jeff and Linda show. We got the Chambra news coming up. Chambra news. I love this part because it's always something pertinent, important, informative, and sometimes even just entertaining.
Appreciate your birthday greetings. It was not my favorite event when I was a kid. It's much more fun to do it as an adult. And it's even the most fun to get to do it with you, Chambra. Thank you so much. Thank you. The biggest gift I get is to do what we do and be with you. That's my favorite gift in life. Thank you so much. Oh, Jeff. And then you. And then you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you all.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Linda's birthday was actually yesterday, but we were so busy getting ready for the meeting that we thought we'd do it today. And we needed some chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah, and a good excuse to have some chocolate. And we have kind of an anemic little bubble machine over there. It's like every 30 seconds it belches some bubbles. It's like, like Adama said, today's a bad mechanical. Oh, there's one for you.
Yay.
Oh, you know, maybe that fan is like blowing them. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you. It's been an amazing month. I have to say that we were listening to an Awakening Zone show, and there was an astrologer on there that was basically talking about what this time of year is about and what it's like with Pisces and all these planets and how awful Pisces was. And the only thing worse than Pisces was the conflict between Pisces and Gemini, my moon. And I was just like, I'm going to bed. So I'm doing pretty good as compared to what that astrologer was saying. So.
Yeah, but it's still early. it's early. Listen, we got snow falling off the roof. Our garage door is broken. The wire broke, so you never know what's going to happen
I
today.
I went in to renew my driver's license the day before, and they told me that they're
you
holding...
You didn't exist?
That I didn't have one. I said, yeah, you're holding it. And they said, no. It's expired. It's like, no, it says expires tomorrow. No, it's expired. And it was just like, oh, and then they said, you had another one, but this one, and another, but you're holding my driver's license. And finally, I stood there and listening to the, you know, that bureaucratic government stuff that you pay all this money for, that we're running money out for. Well, anyways, this kept getting worse, and finally, I said, I don't want to waste time. I said, so what do I do? And they said, you have to take your driver's test all over again. So they handed me the written test, and I had to go in the room with the 16-year-old and fill out the written test.
Hey, lady, really?
And
really,
nobody
lady?
Really looked at me too close. And then I brought that up, and I said, now what? And they said, you have to come back and schedule a driving test. This is just a temporary. And I'm like, what? What? Are you kidding? And I said, well, do I have to call my husband to drive me home? And they said, we're not cops, but try not to get picked up.
This is the new energy. Can you imagine? You go in to renew, you hand them a valid driver's license, and they basically said to Linda, no, you don't exist. This isn't going to work. And it's like, well, no, there's my driver's license. No.
It was fun. I got to feel like a 16-year-old on my birthday.
And you have to take your driving test on Monday. Let's pray for Linda. I've seen you drive. Other people here have seen you come in that parking lot. It's like, oh, my God. So, anyway.
Well, I passed the written test.
Good luck. You still have to go for the driving test. And there are no taxi cabs up here. Okay. As we close out this segment, we're going to be back at about, 3 o'clock for the Adamas channel. We do want to thank all the people who make this possible, including... definitely the Crimson Circle angels all over the world who support the Crimson Circle with their subscriptions and financial support. Allows us to do all this kind of stuff.
New creations.
The website hosts, the translators, all the people who work tirelessly from the moment they get the Shoud transcript, which will be tomorrow, actually. They get that and they start work translating and putting together the websites. So it's an amazing team.
And also to our Crimson Circle Advanced Studies teachers who are out there sharing the materials with new people all the time, doing it from a place of passion.
And also to the crew who comes in every month, sets up, creates this wonderful space.
Seamlessly beautiful.
Tears down, you know, packs everything up each month. We need our own center
magic
soon. But they do an amazing job. So a big hand to all the volunteers.
Woo!
And right now, we're going to take a break. There's cake back there, obviously. There's might even be some healthy food, but mostly cake. So, and by the way, one of the most memorable experiences, riding these camels across the desert with the pyramids in the background. 100 camels with chamber on them.
Oh,
and
crap.
It was amazing. But as romantic as it looks, it's really smelly.
Crap is flying, and I get so much sleep.
Yeah, the poop, camel poop everywhere.
I had to throw that shirt away.
But it makes a great shot. You know, here's Chambra.
I got my cheek, and Jeff's like, wait, Linda, wait.
Anyway, so much for that romance. We'll be back
Holy
in
crap.
About 30 minutes. Thank you.